Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
We're talking about tough, detailed together, right? That's a team, all right? How long was it, Bob?
10:30.
10 minutes and 30 seconds on a 4-minute by the offense.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you want us to run it? We can run it.
Yeah.
You want us to pass it? How about that pass?
Yeah!
Defense. Stopping them on short fields was incredible. You guys played your ass off as a group, together. Awesome job, defense. Remember, right? That was a tough win against a tough team. Hungry, humble. All right, it's more than just this. It's more than getting this win. We just want to keep getting better. Hungry and humble. We got a lot to be thankful for.
We're working. We're getting to work on Monday.
How about that pass game, Hugh Douglas? That might have been my favorite Sirianni locker room
of
the
year. Yeah, that was a direct shot at the media. The media.
At you, Hugh Douglas.
Or A.J. Brown.
Yeah, probably. He might have been. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop on. Rhea will join us at 11. We're going to find out later in this show what's in Hugh's holiday stocking.
Ooh,
in fact,
this the last one, ain't
it's your last chance.
It's the last one.
Yeah, to win the qualifying prize and be entered for the grand prize. Later on, we'll get to the latest on the coaching market, including Kellen Moore's name out there again. And what Jalen Hurts said yesterday about the Jay Glazer report, about the meeting with Big Dom and all that nonsense. He gave us some more clarity on his finger, his left hand, the broken finger, and what it will prevent him from doing. 215-592-9494. And we got a cold stove update for the Phillies as well. But let's get back to the phone lines here. Has Nick Sirianni fully won you over? I mean, like, half this town, I would say, if not more, in October was out on this guy.
Yes.
And now we are gone the other way.
It's okay to be that way.
We're all emotional here.
It is absolutely okay to change your mind. New information, new takes. That's fine. That's one of our values here on the Midday Show. But are you fully won over? Like, I think you'd be obtuse and just ridiculous if you didn't have a better feeling about Sirianni today than you did 10 weeks ago. Obviously. They've won 10 games in a row. He has done a better job, I would say, in the game as the weeks have gone on. I didn't love some of the ones early, New Orleans, Atlanta, Jacksonville, but I'd say the last month and a half, I have felt pretty good about Sirianni, and I've criticized him very little for in-game stuff. He's doing a good job, but fully won over? No, I'm going to wait for the playoffs for that. Let's talk to Frank, who's up next on WIP. What's up, Frank?
Hey, guys. First of all, a blessed holiday to both of you.
You too, Frank.
You,
we appreciate you listening. What do you think of it?
So my Sirianni point and then a personal comment. So I'm fully in on Sirianni. Nick has an intangible that you cannot put your hand on. And Joe, I love you. You're a heck of a guy, and I hate to be the foil to your point, especially this time of year. But
you know what? Shut up.
All you have to do is look to the Dallas Cowboys. They have had incontrovertible talent over a number of years, but yet the coach has failed to provide the missing ingredient. So you can have all the talent in the world, and if you don't have a coach that either has a tangible effect or an intangible, like Nick has in my belief, I think the talent can go wasted, like the point you was making earlier.
So I think, Frank, I think it's a fair point, and Dallas is not, and obviously this year they're ravaged by injuries, but even like in their good years, which I think you're referencing, Frank, they haven't gotten over the hump, they haven't got to a title game, they haven't got to a Super Bowl, Sirianni's done those things. Frank, I just need to see it in the playoffs again. It was one run, and 2 years ago, They were, I would call it fortunate who they got to play when they played them, right? The Giants were a kind of a make-believe playoff team.
I agree.
And then Purdy got hurt. Frank, look, the playoffs this year, and I can't project injuries, but the playoffs this year look like they're going to be a real challenge in the NFC. If he gets back to another Super Bowl, I can't say anything but wow.
Yeah, I mean, Joe, I think there are ebbs and flows in that. You know, there was some ebbs earlier in the year. Now we're on a flow. And I think that the playoffs, I think it's going to, the flow is going to continue. I think he really has tapped into something, and I'm all in.
Well, it feels like he has. I mean, like 10 wins in a row is a remarkable thing. Frank, we appreciate the phone call. That's a fair point, the Cowboys point, right? The Cowboys.
Yeah.
But the Eagles are also better than the Cowboys. They're more talented than the Cowboys,
well,
even at their
you
best.
You could make that argument last year that there was probably a push.
Last year, yeah.
Yeah, and then, you know, they kind of fell off. So, yeah, it's
but
it's
they
one
both
of those
lost
things.
In the first round last year.
Yeah, but I would probably say, you know, when you talk about, I was thinking more so the regular season.
Well, they won the division, the Cowboys
yeah,
last
yeah.
year.
Yeah,
well, the Cowboys is, I think, a really good comparison, especially with a guy that I think you've compared him to a lot, Jason Garrett, who was Mr. 8-8. And
sure.
Granted, they haven't had as talented teams as the Eagles have. But they've had more talented teams, teams that are more talented than an 8-8 record.
Absolutely.
See what an actual bad coach or not a good coach looks like with a talented team. Like, I just think it's coming off as more of a discredit to Nick Sirianni that he has a talented roster, when I think it should be viewed as a plus of what he's getting out of these guys.
I just think it makes us feel good about him, like that he does well with the good roster. I compared it earlier to college football. Like, there's a reason why certain fan bases, and I know we don't pay super attention to it here, but, like, you see it on ESPN. They want to fire Ryan Day in Ohio State, even though he's 40-4, whatever his record is.
That's because they dropped four to Michigan.
Right, but the expectation is we have the best roster. We win championships.
Yeah.
And if you don't get close to that, or you don't do it, then you criticize the coach. Like, I've moved off of the Eagles are anything but special as an organization. Like, that's what they are. Maybe they weren't 6 years ago. But look what Howie's done the last 3 or 4 years with the talent on this team. It's remarkable what they've added.
But didn't you think going into the season they were what, like a 9-win team?
I said 10.
They could win 15.
But I was wrong.
I think you were also wrong about Nick Sirianni.
Again, we had this. I can't be wrong about both.
Sure you can.
No, I can't.
Yeah, you can.
Well, it doesn't make any sense. If they're a 15-win roster and he wins 15, then he just achieved.
Right, but okay. So I feel like, if you went in thinking this was a 9-8-win team because of the talent on the team, and the talent, I think, has shown you that they're more talented, or at least they're playing better than you thought they were going to. That could mean one of two things. They're a lot more talented than you thought, but there are a lot of young players. So it might just be the fact that they're getting the most out of these guys early on. Like, as early as it could possibly be. He's got a lot of rookies on this defense.
I'm going to give him credit for the defense.
I get that's Fangio. I mean, understand
you kind of have to. A
lot of great...
What?
Like, Andy Reid had Jim Johnson, Joe. Like, good coaches have good staff. That's okay.
I didn't say it's not okay, but also Andy Reid was the offensive designer.
But all of his teams were defensive teams,
Rod
Joe.
Howard, though? He was kind of learning from Rod Howard a little bit.
Those Andy Reid teams that we had back here... They were defensive football teams.
The
offense had Todd Pinkston, James Thrash.
When Andy got here, there was nothing in place.
Okay,
and he had to put it all in
place. What was Andy Reid without Jim Johnson?
Right, and that's fine. And like, he can have a good defense for every good offensive, but he's not an offensive guy either. He's a CEO.
Sure he is. Hold on. No. Because we're ignoring this also.
What are we ignoring?
This team, its bread and butter is what it was in 2021. Kellen Moore wasn't here in 2021.
Yeah, and that's...
Is this eye-popping Kellen Moore offense? Like, is this Kellen Moore offense, like, popping off the screen to you?
See,
no,
they're winning
by being tough. That's Sirianni.
Yeah, I think Coach Sirianni...
They're winning because they have more good players than anybody else.
But they are one of the most physical teams in the NFL.
He's gotten a focus. Even though, and you point to the dust-up that they had this weekend.
Yes.
But before that dust-up, Jalen Carter was considered, like, he wasn't playing, like, a while ago. Not last week, but a while ago. He was considered not playing up to his potential.
Mm-hmm.
Coach Sirianni had a hand in that. Even if it's an inadvertent hand by hiring Coach Hurt or putting his coaching staff together. That's, like, I think that we've gotten to the point now where we think Coach Sirianni is such a bubblehead that we don't want to give him credit for amassing. I'm not saying you. I'm saying some people. that we don't give him credit for amassing the coaching staff that he's coached.
I don't even know if he picks his own staff. I mean, they hired Fangio while he's doing a press conference.
That's fair.
Look.
But I think Coach Fangio was one of the ones that he was going to be here if things didn't work out differently.
Yeah, that seemed like it was a 2-year thing. I agree with that. 215-592-9494. Sirianni fully won you over. There's just so much to this conversation that it's like you can't wrap your arms around exactly what he does. So I'm going to judge him on the postseason. That's how I'm going to judge him. He's got a great roster. He has a great executive. He has a great owner. They have great coaches, which you want to give him some credit for picking these guys? Okay, I tend to think the front office is part of this, but okay. I am going to judge him how he coaches in the postseason. Lately they haven't been very close. The Eagles have found a way to blow teams out. I feel like when we get to January, it's going to get tighter. Like if they play the Lions and Packers and Bills to try to win the Super Bowl, it's probably going to be tight, those games. And that's where his decision-making and how he reacts in the game is going to play a larger role than maybe it did against the Rams.
Can I take you somewhere into the future, Joe?
Go ahead.
The Eagles win the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Greatest coach in Eagles history,
Nick Sirianni. Let's take a deep breath.
I mean, it's true.
I mean, Andy Reid, for years and years,
did not win a Super Bowl.
But he had success for years and years.
Sirianni's about to win a Super Bowl and have gone to another one.
We'll see.
And playoffs every year.
We'll see if he's about to win a
Super Bowl. I'm just saying, be prepared. Be prepared for that to come out of my mouth.
Now we've gone way too far. Best coach in Eagles history.
Well, you're talking about needing to see him win in the postseason.
Yes.
I'm just letting you know what happens when he does.
Well, then the conversation changes.
That's exactly right.
All right. Robert in Germantown. What's up, Robert?
Well, Kyle and I were arguing about this. Look, guys, the first two coaches I saw play in a Super Bowl were Vince Lombardi and Tom Landry, and then Hank Stram and John Madden and Bill Walsh. Nick Sirianni can't light a candle to these guys.
I don't give a shit.
I'm just saying. Nick Sirianni's a lightweight. He's a glorified cheerleader, guys.
Compared to the greatest coaches in NFL history?
Yeah, he
breaking
doesn't measure
news.
Up. Doesn't measure up. We'll see. But I don't give him any credit. I give Stoutland credit for getting the offensive line to do what they need to do, Fangio to get the defense in shape. And I think they were hired by Lurie and Roseman. I think Sirianni had nothing to do with it. I think they told him, get out of the way and let the guys run the team who know what they're doing. Just stay on the sidelines, build a culture, quote-unquote, whatever that means exactly.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's my two cents.
Well, I think your thought on the coaching staff is probably right. I mean, he inherited Stoutland, and then I think the front office hires these assistants. I think they did it with Doug, too. It's just not a Sirianni thing. I mean, I think the front office is heavily involved in who they pick as assistants. That's the way the Eagles do things. Robert, we appreciate that. I view Sirianni more through the lens of a baseball manager than anything like a regular old-school football coach. And that doesn't mean he's not a good baseball manager, like in that example I'm giving. You know, Dave Roberts has had the best roster in baseball for 10 years in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of people before this, he won this past one. So is he even a good manager?
Yeah,
this isn't new.
Because as good as they've been, they've kind of I'm not say the Dodgers because they won about two.
They won two World Series.
They won two since he's been there.
But before this year, they had won one, and he had the best team for like 10 years.
They were struggling throughout. But, yeah, sometimes you have to stay the course, man. And I think that I will say this. I feel like early in the season, there probably was, and even last year, there was a conversation about firing Coach Sirianni.
Of course it was. They made us wait nine days last January.
And to be fair, his hiring and firing, his extension might be tethered to how deep they go in the playoffs. But I think at the end of the day, for where he was and what he's gotten this team to do, you got to give him his props. Now his legacy is not set. His future is not defined yet. Mm-hmm. But I think up until this point, he's done a hell of a job of coaching.
I do want to point out about the assistant coaches thing, mm-hmm. because Kellen Moore, I totally agree. That feels like a Jeff Lurie, Howie Roseman thing. Like, we need to get somebody in here who can help with the offense a little bit. Didn't the Eagles reportedly want Fangio for a few years now?
Yeah.
And he's the top of the hierarchy in terms of the Gannon coaching tree, right?
It's
Gannon was a Sirianni hire. So, this defensive philosophy that they wanted to bring to the Eagles, that might have started with Nick Sirianni.
Perhaps it did, yeah.
Okay.
And it's worked. And I just wanted to put that out there.
They went out and got some disciples.
But no one liked that philosophy until they got Vic Fangio.
Yeah, they finally got the architect.
No, sure. But that was, a little bit of trial and error. And Gannon is also part of the reason why they weren't able to get Fangio earlier than they did. So I just want to point that out before we do. Oh, it's all Vic Fangio. Nick Sirianni might have a bigger hand in getting Fangio here than you want to give him credit.
Yeah, it seems like he wants to play that kind of defense, and it's working right now. 215-592-9494. For Hugh, you just threw out a question about the future of Sirianni, right? The thought is, he only has 1 year left after this year. So will they give him a contract extension? I want to throw this at you because I saw this morning. So John Johnson last night on his show, he put out a poll. Would you wait to see how the season ends before deciding whether to extend Nick Sirianni?
Oh.
It was pretty close. 52% said no, he already earned it. 48% said yes, the playoff matters in all this. So, as much as there's a lot of people out there just want to say, yeah, he's fully won me over. But then when push comes to shove and people had a vote there, 50% were like, let's just wait till the playoffs kind of play itself out here. 215-592-9494. Ken and Cinnamon. Hey, Ken.
Good morning, friends. How are you today?
Okay, Ken. What's up?
Well, first of all, this is the last time I'm going to talk to you guys before Christmas. So I want to say have a happy holiday to all
happy
of you.
Happy holidays.
Enjoy your first Christmas in your new house. Congratulations.
Thanks,
hopefully,
brother.
You have many, many more.
Well, Merry Christmas to you too, Ken. Happy holidays, and we appreciate you being part of the show. What are you thinking today?
Well, so trigger alert. I'm going to use a you people.
Uh oh.
You about to hit us with the you people?
And the you people is all of you Sirianni mockers. I'm here to mock. I'm here to openly mock. Listen, I've been in a foxhole for real, and I don't want any of you people anywhere near my foxhole. I want to fire him. I want to fire him now. I like him, but I only like him until they lose again, and then I want to fire him again. And meanwhile, all the guy does is win football games. The guy wins so many football games around here that if he loses two games in a row, everybody wants to fire him. Now, everybody wants to act like this is all incidental. Like Nick Sirianni, it's just coincidental that this has happened since Nick Sirianni has been here. It's not a bus. It's not a sleigh. It's an island. And I am one of the founding fathers of Sirianni Island. And I'm going to tell you when we founded Sirianni Island, it was his first season here, and everybody was making fun of him because the story got out about the flower analogy and the whole thing. And they won that week. And when Jason Kelce broke him down in the locker room after the game when they won, with a whole week of everybody just ripping what a fool Nick Sirianni was, Jason Kelce broke the team down in the locker room with roots on three, ready, break. And that was Jason Kelce telling the world, you can all kiss my backside. We love this guy, and we're going to play our asses off for him. And that's what they do every week. And if you want to pretend that he's a passenger, then you know what? I can't help you. Because, stupidity is something that they have not found a cure for yet. But this guy wins football games. This guy is a special head coach. I have been saying it for years. And for all you guys that are now wanting to come around, but here's the ironic part. Before Nick Sirianni got here, 75% of the radio callers to this show and the hosts on this show swore that Howie Roseman didn't know what the hell he was doing. Now Howie Roseman is being given all the credit for how good this team is. Nick Sirianni's getting none of it. And now the guy who didn't know what he was doing as the general manager is now wholly responsible for the fact that this is a great team. Like, you can't have it both ways. If Nick Sirianni has nothing to do with the success of this team, if Nick Sirianni is incidental to the 12 wins this year, then he cannot be blamed for the losses. And so you cannot say everything that happens that's good is in spite of Nick Sirianni until they lose a game, and then it's all on Nick Sirianni.
Well, I agree with that. Right? He's a part of it either way. And Ken, we appreciate it. Ken, we hope you have a happy holiday. I don't think he's incidental. I also don't think it's because of him. I don't think he's the driver of the Philadelphia Eagles. I think that's Howie Roseman. He puts this whole thing together. And I was a Doug guy. I was not anti-Doug. I thought Doug was tremendous at his best. And he won playoff games he wasn't supposed to win. He was an underdog three straight times, and they won all the games. Actually, he won the next year as an underdog in Chicago. But I do view it as a Howie Roseman production, and I consider Sirianni more like a manager of a team. That doesn't mean there's good baseball managers that help their team win the World Series, but that's the view I have of him.
Well, so I'm a Howie guy with you. Lifetime contract, all that. Howie did construct an outstanding roster this season. And we both think Howie Roseman's a really, really smart guy.
Hall of Famer.
Why would he go into this season, knowing what he had in this roster, without wanting to get the best possible coach for his team when they had a chance to do it? He went into the season and said, with this collection of talent that I have, you know what guy I want at the head of it? Nick Sirianni.
Well, it took
baby.
Him 9 days to recognize that.
It was a snowstorm, Joe.
Oh, that's right. There was a snow. I forgot about the snow. Let's go to Chuck in Mannery. What's up, Chuck?
Yo, Julio, what's the dealio here?
What up, Chuck?
Hey, Chuck.
What's up, man? How y'all feeling?
I don't know. I'm good, Chuck, but hey, Joe, I got to tell you, I might have a job opportunity for us.
Wait, are you getting a college coaching?
We'll talk about it.
You got an offer?
No, I'm just saying I might have an angle.
Uh-oh. Go ahead, Chuck.
Hey, listen. Share it. You let everybody hear. No, listen. Let me say this about Nick Sirianni, right? When we get to the Super Bowl this year, because we're going to get to the Super Bowl, that's when I'll judge him. I'm open to being, you know, a Nick guy. But then again, you know what? I'm standing on my take. The guy is as good as his coordinators, and that's the bottom line. You know what I mean? Yeah. Vic Fangio is the reason why his defense is number one right now. Yeah, you guys laugh. His defense is number one right now.
It was funny. You know what I
mean? He's right. I mean,
no, he's not.
Yeah, sure he is.
He said, how many different sets of coordinators has he had here? Yet all he does is win. He's the common denominator. He's only as good as his coordinators.
Well, last year they
make the playoffs every year.
Last year they were closer to average because he didn't have good coordinators. This year they're excellent because he's got good coordinators.
They won 11 games once the playoffs last year.
Yeah, they were closer to an average team.
Okay,
we
common denominator.
Now, you want to sit here and beat the horn about this guy, Nick Sirianni? Last time I remember, he was in a big game against Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, and he scribbled.
Stop. The greatest QB and coach of all time.
Chuck's so right. He turtled up. He kicked the field goal in the third quarter. Didn't go for it in the fourth. He turtled up.
Yeah, you know what he did? He took the points like you were screaming at him to do earlier this year.
That was a different team. Man. That was against the best of
Mahomes.
Not that. Against that Mahomes, you're crazy, Kyle. Go ahead, Chuck.
That wasn't the time to do that,
man.
No. You know what I mean? Against Pat, you see what Doug did. We got a whole new Super Bowl here. When you go up against Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, Andy Reid, those type of guys, Patrick Mahomes, you got to go in and have balls of glory.
Balls of glory.
So what I'm saying to you right now, come playoff time, I'm going to judge him then and come to Super Bowl. We make it to the Super Bowl again. I'm going to see if he scribbles up when he cries for the national anthem, or is he going to have balls of glory that game
balls
and we're going to win a Super Bowl. That's what I'm going to judge him off. If he win that Super Bowl, then he'd be the greatest coach next to Doug. He'll be the greatest coach in Eagles history.
No, above Doug.
Now we're talking.
Above Doug.
Chuck, good phone call. See, Chuck brought the energy.
The bar being the Super Bowl is absurd. I'm sorry.
The bar has got to be the postseason here.
Okay, they're going to the postseason. They've clinched that already.
The bar, it has to be performing in the postseason.
Okay, but it's not the Super Bowl.
Well,
one team wins the Super Bowl every
year. They're the favorite to get there in the NFC.
Okay.
If they don't get there, did he do a great job?
We'll see. The devil's going to be in the details.
All right. 215-592-9494. Rhea's going to join us next. But keep listening because today is your final day. When you hear this sounder later in the show.
Ho, ho. It's here's Helena Stockings.
The last day.
First of all, you look like a big old candy cane.
Yes, it is your last chance here. All brought to you by Gerhard's Appliances and Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey. When you hear that later in the show, keep listening. Hughes Holiday Stocking. We'll find out what's inside. You guys ask us a question, guess. You win a great qualifying prize and be automatically entered for the grand prize. All brought to you by Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey and Gerhard's Appliances. All right, Rhea joins us in studio next. We also have to play some audio from down in D.C. Do we have some bulletin board material for Nick Sirianni to use? 215-592-9494. Has Nick Sirianni fully won you over? We'll discuss it. Midday Show, Sports Radio 9.